tell them that you've been listening to Another Time, Another Space.
Tim Lahan there. Join him tomorrow night at 9:30. Coming next here on Radio 1, the Midnight News and Sports News, and it's Late Date with Maxi. RTE Radio 1 News at Midnight with Anne Casson. The Sinn Féin leader Gerry Adams has made a renewed call for the INLA to disband. In the wake of the funeral of INLA murder victim Cyril Stewart, Mr. Adams said there had been a high level of violence by loyalists and some purporting to be Republicans, but he said it should not deflect anyone from the challenge of bringing about proper, meaningful and substantive change. Earlier, a Presbyterian minister accused the British government of being soft on terrorism in the north. Dr. Joe Thompson was speaking at the funeral in Armagh of Cyril Stewart, the former RUC reservist, shot dead on Friday night. Brendan Wright of our Northern staff.
The mild Presbyterian church in the centre of Armagh was packed to overflowing for Cyril Stewart's funeral, with many of the congregation forced to stand in the street outside during the service. The mourners were led by the dead man's widow, Joan, and their daughter, Lynn. At the family's request, Mr. Stewart, a former police constable, was given a civilian funeral, though the service was attended by the RUC chief constable and other senior officers. Speaking at the funeral service, the minister, Dr. Joe Thompson, strongly criticised the British government's security policy in the north, which he said was soft on terrorism. The Reverend Derek Poots, acting clerk of the Presbyterian General Assembly, said the murder of Cyril Stewart had been an evil act. Another brutal murder, he said, which for its callous brutality stands out in a city which has suffered so many dastardly deeds.
The drive to find a political settlement in the north is now being stepped up. Intensive daily negotiations will run late into the night as the two governments and the northern parties try to find agreement by the April the 9th deadline. Any agreement must be passed by a majority at referendums, both north and south of the border. A senior executive at National Irish Bank has confirmed that the bank has found a third audit report which highlights the same overcharging practices as revealed by RTE. NIB's chief operating officer, Philip Halpin, told RTE that he was shocked, surprised and distressed by the revelations. He said the bank's customers deserved better. Roisin Duffy reports.
NIB confirmed they'd identified another internal audit report which highlighted similar overcharging practices. Practices which the bank's external auditors appeared to be unaware of. Philip Halpin, a senior executive at NIB, made it clear where there was wrongdoing, customers would be reimbursed in full. For their part, the Garda Fraud Squad has been inundated with complaints about NIB, but it's also understood they're looking into several serious allegations that other banks charged excessive interest rates and fees. On the controversial CMI offshore scheme, which enabled some customers to evade tax, Philip Halpin said the bank's own investigation was nearing a conclusion. Those findings, he said, would be made public in the next 2 to 3 weeks, in his words, within the framework of the law.
Two Palestinians have been reported killed in an explosion in the West Bank city of Ramallah. Palestinian sources said the victims were possibly preparing a bomb. Several other Palestinians were wounded in the blast. Meanwhile, U.S. presidential envoy Dennis Ross pressed ahead with more shuttle diplomacy to promote American ideas to end a year-long stalemate. Mr. Ross met the Palestinian president Yasser Arafat in the Gaza Strip after more than 2 hours of talks with the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Jerusalem. Back home, the government has been urged to be more decisive in regard to the Lewis light rail project for the capital. Fine Gael's Olivia Mitchell said she was horrified at reports that Minister Mary O'Rourke was going to insist on a totally underground rail system. Deputy Mitchell added that there were only 20 days now before the arrival here of the European Transport Commissioner to assess preparations for Lewis and whether or not it should receive European funds. The time is just 12:04. We'll have news again here on Radio 1 at 1.
Thanks, Anne. Now with the late sports summary, here's Greg Allen.
And beginning with Ronnie O'Sullivan's comprehensive victory in the Benson Hedges Irish Masters snooker final, Ken Doherty, who was 5-2 down at the tee interval, won just one more frame, and O'Sullivan was a 9-3 winner. The defending National Hurling League champions Limerick made it 3 wins out of 3 in Division 1A with a 1-point win over Galway. All-Ireland champions Clare beat Dublin by 7 points, and Offaly won easily against Antrim. In Division 1B, Tipperary beat Kilkenny by 6 points, Wexford and Cork drew, and Waterford easily beat Laois. Derry City beat Bohemians 1-0 in the Harp Premier Division, and in Division 1, Bray lost 2-1 in Limerick, which means that Waterford are promoted for sure. Chelsea won the Coca-Cola League Cup at Wembley, beating Middlesbrough 2-0 with extra time goals from Frank Sinclair and Roberto Di Matteo. There was another McLaren 1-2 in the Brazilian Grand Prix, Mika Hakkinen making it 2 wins out of 2 this season, David Coulthard finishing second. The British Open champion Justin Leonard has just won the Players' Championship at Sawgrass on 10 under par, and Marcelo Rios is the new men's world number one in tennis after beating Andre Agassi in straight sets in the Lipton Championship in Florida. And that's the sport in brief. There'll be more sport after 7 a.m. news in the morning.
Broadcasting on AM, stereo FM and on satellite from Ireland. Time now for Late Date with Maxi. Thanks, Aideen. Good morning. Welcome to Late Date. And indeed, welcome to Monday morning here on RTE Radio 1. Between now and 2, it's just me, you, and the music.
And if you see any sign that you might ever change your mind, just let me know about it. Just let me know about it. I could be back in my arms, and if you feel anything that you won't see me again, just let me know about it. Just let me know about it. I could do with you back in my arms. Let me know about it. I could do.